Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we're joining the White House live for a briefing on lowering health care costs by President Biden and Vice President Harris. Let's listen to remarks now live from the White House.
Doing this 25, 30 years ago, seeing we could do something about these outrageous prices, give people a fighting chance. Unless you needed the drugs yourself or knew someone who did, it wasn't as real. But boy, we've been fighting Big Pharma for a long time, a long, long time. And Stephen, as my mother would say, God love you, son. You've been through one hell of an ordeal. Your story is a familiar one for too many Americans. Instead of using all your energy to fight the disease, you're fighting insurance or drug companies for medicines that literally keep you alive. Without them, you're not going to be here. On too many nights, too many Americans lay in bed staring at the ceiling, wondering what will happen if their spouse gets sick, their child gets sick, or something else happens to them. I should have said at the outset, but look out in the audience. There's a lot of people who are in this fight, some even before me, that it just is amazing. I want to thank you. You, the people sitting in front of me, members of Congress, the organizations you belong to, for making this happen. It wouldn't happen without you. And that's not hyperbole. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Joe Biden. Acknowledging work being done to lower health care costs.
I really am, so thank you. You know, questions you lie in bed wonder about. I remember we lived in a three-bedroom split-level home with four. We weren't poor, just a normal middle-class, I guess technically lower-middle-class family, but in the development of homes and the bulk of my childhood, that was a three-bedroom split-level home that had four kids and a grandpa living with us. And you could hear everything in the house. I remember one night, this is God's truth, I remember one night, I guess I was a sophomore, junior in high school, and here the headboard of my dad's bed, I could tell my dad was restless in the next room. Next morning, I get up and ask my mom, I said, what's the matter with Dad? He said, her company just said they're not going to pay insurance anymore, health insurance. Well, you know, that's tough enough. But imagine when you have life-saving drugs you need to keep you alive. Do you have enough insurance? Can you afford your medical bills? Do you have to sell the house in order to pay for everything? For all of you out there, I get it, and millions of Americans get it. And I promise you, I'm going to have your back, and I'll never stop fighting for you on this issue, nor will Kamala. For all of you sitting in the audience, this would have never happened without you. Never would have happened without you. I'm not going to start naming names because I'm going to get in real trouble if I do that. But thank you. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the first anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, which in a sense is misnamed. We did lower inflation, but there are many other things in that legislation. One of the most significant laws ever enacted, especially when it comes to reducing the cost of prescription drugs. We pay more for prescription drugs than any other major economy in the world. Than any other major economy in the world. You can walk in a local drug store across the country, you're paying 2 to 3 times more for the exact same prescription, manufactured by the exact same company that it would cost you in Canada or France or anywhere else around the world. Think about that. A drug company that makes a drug here in America, if it's sold in Chicago, you can buy the same drug in Toronto or Paris cheaper than you can buy it in Toronto. I mean, it's in Chicago. And unlike other parts of the healthcare system, Big Pharma got a special carve-out that stopped Medicare from negotiating prices of drugs through Medicare. For years, advocates like many of you in this room have worked tirelessly to change that and give Medicare the power to negotiate lower prescription drug prices, just like the Department of Veterans Affairs does right now. It matters. VA pays 50% less than Medicare can and negotiating the same lower prices. For years, Big Pharma blocked this. They kept prescription drug prices high to increase their profits and extend patents on existing drugs to suppress fair competition instead of innovating. Playing games of pricing so they can charge whatever they can. But this is finally, we had enough votes by a matter of one to beat Big Pharma. Well, we did it. Inflation Reduction Act with no help from the other team. Every single person on the other team in the Congress voted against it. Every single one. And we're in a situation here where the law finally gave Medicare the power to negotiate lower prescription drug prices. And by the way, negotiating drug prices alongside other provisions of this law isn't just going to put more money back in the pockets of millions of Americans across the country. It's also going to lower the federal deficit. Office and will save the federal government $160 billion over the next 10 years because Medicare won't be paying less for the prescription drugs they're making available to seniors. The Inflation Reduction Act is already making a huge difference. Take insulin, as referenced by Stephen. That drug cost $10 to make. The guy who invented the drug, who came up with it, didn't patent it because he wanted it available for everybody. But drug companies are charging 30 times that $10. More than that. Now, because of the Inflation Reduction Act, seniors on Medicare like Steve are paying $35 a month instead of $400. Three months after the Inflation Reduction Act went into effect, all three of the major insulin manufacturers lowered their prices for insulin for everyone. For everyone. Not just seniors, everyone. That's originally what I had proposed, everyone. We lost on getting everyone, but we kept seniors. When we act, change happens. You know, and today I'm proud to announce that Medicare has selected the first 10 additional drugs for negotiation under the Inflation Reduction Act. 10 additional. Drugs that treat everything from heart failure, blood clots, diabetes, kidney disease, arthritis, blood cancers, Crohn's disease, and so much more. Medicare spends $50 billion a year on these 10 drugs. And American seniors are spending $3.4 billion on out-of-pocket costs. Look, if your company, if you compare the total drug price globally, the United States is clearly an outlier. For example, one of the selected drugs that treats blood clots costs about $80 for a monthly prescription in Canada. The same exact drug in the United States made by the same exact company cost over $270 a month made by the same company here in the United States, sold in the United States of America. Triple the cost, just crossing the border. Think about that. Big Pharma charges Americans more than three times what they charge other countries simply because they could. I think it's outrageous. That's why these negotiations matter. Reducing the cost of these 10 additional drugs alone will help more than 9 million Americans. And by September 2024, HHS, Health and Human Services, was going to publish the prices it negotiated. In January of 2026, the new prices will go into effect. But we're not stopping there. Next year, Medicare will select more drugs for negotiations so more Americans get more savings on life-saving medications they need and deserve. But guess what? Big Pharma doesn't want this to happen, as you might expect. Last year, the industry spent $400 million in lobbying fees to try to stop the Inflation Reduction Act and block the ability of the federal government to lower drug prices. And when they failed, they went to federal court to sue the government and attempt to maintain their exorbitant prices. They're hoping the courts will do what Democrats in Congress wouldn't do, protect the exorbitant profits and keep negotiations from happening. But we're going to see this through. We're going to keep standing up to Big Pharma, and we're not going to back down. Republicans out there. I mean that sincerely. But we'll stand up to the MAGA Republicans who voted against the Inflation Reduction Act and now are attempting to still repeal it. In the name of the MAGA Republicans who have been trying for years to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, deny tens of millions of Americans access to quality, affordable health care. Today is the start of a new deal for patients where Big Pharma doesn't just get a blank check at your expense and the expense of the American people. On my watch, health care should be a right, not a privilege in this country. There are other ways the Inflation Reduction Act is lowering health care costs as well. As mentioned, beginning in 2025, the Inflation Reduction Act caps total out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare at $2,000 a year total, even if their expenses of cancer drugs that could cost $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a year, max, cumulative $2,000. The law already requiring that drug companies that raise prices faster than inflation have to pay the difference to the government between what they charge and the rate of inflation. This quarter, seniors are paying up to $449 less per dose for drugs that hike their prices faster than inflation. In addition to the law, my administration is cracking down on junk health insurance plans that look like they're inexpensive but too often stick consumers with big hidden fees. No one likes to be taken advantage of. We're also cracking down on surprise medical bills. You've all heard of the stories of people who choose a hospital that's in their insurance network, then get a surprise bill of thousands of dollars because the hospital assigned an anesthesiologist, for example, who wasn't in their network. Well, not anymore. Preventing 1 million surprise medical bills every single month when we have changed this law. Long prescription drug costs is part of a much broader vision for the country. Growing the economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not from the top down. Because when the middle class does well, everyone does well. I'm a capitalist. If you make $1 billion, fine. Just pay a little bit in taxes. Everyone does well when we do it this way. The Financial Times and the Wall Street Journal, I don't think they meant it as a compliment, as they started referring to my economic policy as Bidenomics. Well, guess what? It's working. January 2021, the economy has created more than 13 million new jobs since I took office on that day. We've created more jobs in 2 years than any president has in a single four-year term. Unemployment is below 4% for the longest stretch in 50 years. And now we have more jobs than we did before the pandemic. Workers aren't just finding more jobs, they're finding better jobs, higher paid jobs, and job satisfaction. The rate of Americans without health insurance is at an all-time low. Premiums for coverage for millions of Americans under the Affordable Care Act are $800 lower per person than before I took office. Inflation is down by two-thirds. Inflation is now down close to 3%, the lowest among the world's leading economies, with wages growing faster than inflation. this matters to ordinary people. The way I think about inflation, the way my dad talked about it around the kitchen table, he'd say, the real issue is how much do you have after you pay all your monthly bills? What's left? What's left? How much do you have left over to pay for necessities? Will there be enough room at the end of the month just to have a little bit of breathing room? Just a little bit of breathing room. Well, the Inflation Reduction Act is giving more, it's giving more breathing room, especially when it comes to health care costs. The way I look at it, and Bidenomics is just another way of saying restoring the American dream. I believe every American willing to work hard should be able to get a job, no matter where they live, raise their kids on a good paycheck, take care of their health care for their families. My dad used to have another expression, for real. And the kids I grew up, the guys I grew up with remember it. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it. That's part of the American dream. Let me conclude with this. I'm proud of the historic laws my administration has passed. They're the right steps not only to get our economy moving again, but to build a future better than the past. I'm not trying to return to the past. I'm trying to build a better future than we had. And it's not about me. It's about you, the American people. We're facing pretty tough times in recent years. But the American people didn't give up. They never give up. You're the ones getting up every single day doing the work. You're the real heroes in this story. We all hear from our friends on the other side of the aisle about what they claim is wrong with America. They tell you we're failing, that America's failing. Well, they're wrong. America isn't failing. America's winning. As I said 1,000 times, there is no quit in America. None. More than 1,000 times. It's never been a good bet to bet against America. This is still a country that believes in honesty, decency, and integrity. And we're still a country that believes in hard work. We're still a country that believes in each and every one of us is created equal and deserves an equal chance. And we're still the beacon for the entire world. Everyday ordinary people do extraordinary things. That's who we are. So let me tell you, America's best days are ahead of us. They're ahead of us. They're not in the past. They're ahead of us. This is all about the future. This is about each of us writing the next chapter in American history. That's why I've never been, I mean this, I've been saying this for a long time. I've never been more optimistic about America's future. We just have to remember who we are. We're the United States of America. There's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity when we work together. That we fail to meet when we work together. So God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Better days are coming.
And that was President Joe Biden at the White House. And today, President Joe Biden and President Kamala Harris deliver remarks celebrating another significant milestone in implementing President Biden's historic law to lower health care. And also, to lower the cost of prescription drugs, and they're ushering in a new era for American seniors. For the first time, Health and Human Services announced 10 drugs selected for Medicare drug price negotiation thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. Over the next 4 years, Medicare will negotiate prices for up to 60 drugs covered under the Medicare Part B and Part D, and up to an additional 20 drugs every year after that. You've been listening to On Air Daily News for August 29th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, covering Lord, health care costs, live from the White House. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.